Chubby goes on a date with Britney Spears. You know, Britney, when you called at first to ask me out on a date, I didn't believe it was you. But when you sang I'm Not So Innocent, well, I about creamed in my sweatpants. Am I talking out loud?
Yes, and I love it, Chubby. You're so different than other men. So sensitive, so honest.
Speaking of sensitive and honest, I wrote you a song, Brittany. If it's good, will you do me?
Maybe, Chubby. I'm just taking a break for a couple of weeks. I'm on vocal rest.
Then shut up and I'll sing it for you. It's called, Do You Wanna Touch My Chubby? Do you wanna touch my chubby in your tub? Reach down and grab it with your glove. Give it love, rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub, and then dance break!
Wow, I'm impressed, Chubby. It's amazing. It could be a hit song.
Thanks, Brittany. Listen, I know this is off the subject, but I heard you like to go commando when you wear a dress or skirt when you're out partying with someone.
Commando? Oh, you mean not wear underwear.
You know, I was reading the morning paper the other day, you know, the Inquirer, and one of the reporters said in the article that you didn't wear underwear. They said, and I quote, Brittany likes to let her bottom half nakedness blow in the wind.
Come on, Chubby. You're in show business. You can't believe everything you read. What's that Polaroid camera for on the table? Chubby, you're so precious. You're a real fan. And you wanted to take your picture with me.
Yeah, well, you found me out, Brittany. I'm a real fan. I am a real fan.
You know, Chubby, just knowing that you're a fan of mine is a real turn-on.
Oops! I knocked the Polaroid camera underneath the table.
Chubby, let me get it. You stay in your seat.
No, Brittany. I'll get it. I am a gentleman. And don't worry, I brought my pin the tail on the donkey mask so I won't be able to see anything underneath the table. I'll just use my hands to feel around and find my Polaroid camera. Damn, I keep dropping that camera.
Chubby, the waiter is coming to take our order. Can you please hurry up and get off the floor, please? Hi, he dropped something underneath the table. Chubby, will you please get up here?
Hello and welcome to the Macaroni Grill. My name is Sebastian, and I'll be your very curious and responsible waiter. My friends call me Stash, because of my elongated handlebar mustache, which resembles the biker in the Village People. Now I have to write my name on your table with a crayon, because corporate is watching.
You know, Brittany, the waiter sounds like Robert, Ray Romano's brother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's great, Chubby. The waiter's here to take our order, though.
Huh?
Chubby, what would you like to eat?
Not seafood, okay? I want that make-your-own fettuccine pasta with double Alfredo sauce with a side of meatballs and sausage. Oh, and leave some crayons. I want to draw Brittany a picture.
And for you, Madame Spears?
Oh, thank you. I'll have a child salad half portion and some lemon wedges squeezed into a Dixie cup.
Yes, Madame. I'll bring you two lemons, like your last two albums.
Hey, pal, watch the way you talk to my girl. Say you're sorry, or I'll stick my hand up your ass and pull out your spleen. Am I talking out loud?
I'm very sorry for insulting the lady, sir. Miss Britney Spears, let me buy you a bottle of Merlot.
That guy has some nerves, talking to you like that, Brittany.
It doesn't matter. At least he's not lying like you. You've been under the table the whole time taking pictures of my crotch.
What? But Brittany, how can you say such a thing? I've been wearing a pin-the-tail on the donkey mask the whole time under there.
That's why the mask and the Polaroid camera are in your hand? Lose my number. Never call me again, Chubby.
Okay, Brittany, I'm sorry. Can I get a hug?
Ooh!
Hello? I told you not to call me until 8 o'clock.
Yes, I got some pictures. You just remember the $63,000 you promised me. Yeah, I need to pay my ex-wife Majanda alimony. Yeah, she's the midget from Ecuador who became a CPA after going to night school at Mercy College in the Bronx. Now she robs me. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Enquirer.